Lebanon is suffering its worst political crisis in nearly two decades. The parliament in Lebanon was supposed to elect a president 5 months ago, but the vote has been postponed 17 times. The stalemate has dampened the recovery Beirut made from Lebanon's civil war. But one part of the capital is jumping. People flock to the clubs and the bars of Jamaisi, and they have a rowdy good time. So rowdy, in fact, that local residents staged a protest. In effect, they said, "We're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore." Ben Gilbert reports.
It all started two Saturdays ago at 10 o'clock. Rows of cars carrying partygoers began to crowd Jamaisi's single narrow street, and local residents decided they'd had enough. They were sick of music blasting until the wee hours. They could no longer stand the rude valet drivers stealing their parking spots, and they were appalled by the immoral acts taking place in back alleys. They came out to the street in their pajamas. They carried pillows and handmade signs, and they blocked the street for an hour. They chanted, "We want to sleep. We want to protect our children." They've come to be known as the pillow protesters. Jamaisi resident Bashar Mizhir agrees with them. He says the partiers have gotten out of control.
They leave these bars at night, 40 to 50 people in the street shouting and singing and laughing and dancing. Sometimes they curse and sometimes they fight.
The pillow protest seems to have brought a response from the government. A few days later, the Minister of Tourism closed 16 bars and nightclubs. The government also imposed a curfew, 11:30 p.m. during the week, 1 a.m. on weekends. One manager has already been arrested just for keeping the door of his bar unlocked after curfew. But here in Jamaisi, bar owners and partiers are crying foul.
"We are under attack."
Ziad Kamel is co-owner of this bar, Cloud 9. He says Jamaisi is one of the few places that's actually functioning in Lebanon at the moment.
"Everything is bad in Lebanon now. The economy, the political situation, the security situation, life as a whole, prices going up. The only thing that's working is the food and beverage industry, right? And Jamaisi is the shining light of nightlife in Lebanon and food and beverage industry."
Kamel's complaints about Lebanon are valid. The state is weak. The underfunded police forces can't do the kind of street patrolling common in the U.S. and Europe. Stopping at red lights and obeying speed limits are widely considered optional. This laissez-faire attitude is one reason Lebanon has a reputation for freedom and individual liberty in the mostly authoritarian Middle East. Pub owner Patty Cochran says drinking and partying until the sun comes up is part of the Lebanese character.
"You know, just the very image of Lebanon is kind of dependent on this sort of this freedom issue and this, you know, this ability to express yourself."
And it's true. You can find the cultural and religious mix that makes Lebanon special here on Jamaisi Street. Christians, Druze, and Sunni and Shiite Muslims share drinks in the bars. And there are rarely fights, despite political differences. Many Jamaisi regulars have their conspiracy theories about why the government has cracked down on the bars and clubs. Marwan Hamouche says it's a ploy by the bar owners in other parts of town, like Saladere, to get more clients.
"I think it's a political strategy, because when Saladere will open, Jamaisi won't be so strong."
Others theorize the angry Jamaisi residents have a connection with the Minister of Tourism, who grew up in the neighborhood. Still others figure that the ministry wants bribes to keep the bars open. Cloud 9 co-owner Patty Cochran says such reasoning is par for the course in Lebanon.
"There's one consistent truth in anything that happens in Lebanon, is that there will always at some point be a political argument involved, or everything is done for political reasons. The Lebanese, they love their conspiracy theories. And, you know, in a country that has absolutely no transparency, it's understandable why. However, I don't believe in their political agenda."
Jamaisi resident Basharam is here, doesn't believe there's a political agenda either, and he doesn't care. He simply wants the party animals of Jamaisi to keep it down so he can catch a little sleep.
"Let them go inside the pub, drink, laugh, and talk inside, not in the street."
The club owners, the Ministry of Information, and the angry residents of Jemaisi are trying to reach a solution. If they do, it will be a rare example of rival factions in Lebanon agreeing on anything in the last year and a half. Maybe that would be a cause for celebration, and they know how to celebrate in Jemaisi. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.
This is PRI.